told y'all, I went to the weight loss doctor last week, and I have lost down to 192 point something. So, that's before all of this done.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, please stand. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. A lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. His word will light in my heart that I might sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior's kingdom we stand. One Savior, crucified, risen and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight. All right. Joseph Smith's out of the hospital.
Yep.
And we'll credit for that.
Yes.
All right. Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Carol Love, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brainerd, Jolteen Swans, Titus Keeley, the Children Home in India, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan. Got our heart back in rhythm. Yes. Hope it stays.
Yes.
All right, Daddy, Maddie, Dorothy, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Jones and family. Jeremy, some of you might have seen one. Kenna might be here Sunday. They've got her in place in another home. That's one reason why we were late talking to Jeremy.
Yeah.
They got her in a different home, somewhere over in the Bannock area, generally. That area somewhere, we're thinking. All right, so she is going to be going to Starrtown School, and they're hoping that the new family that's got her is going to start bringing her to church on Sunday morning. So let's just pray for that, that the Lord will work on those people's hearts, and they will bring her and let her be here at church with us, and they come.
Yes.
It'd be good to have them to come again.
Yes.
So if they're here, let's make sure that we make them welcome. Okay. Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Luvannon family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly, Emily, Jan Eagle, Bill, Devin, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buck, Jeremy Rowe, Jacob Ruiz, Lisa, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Bubba. Do pray for Ernie. He's up there in that stuff too. He's close.
Yeah.
And it's making it hard for Randy to get up there and see her because 40 is gone. Mm-hmm. All right. Amy Claude, Lisa Bubba, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Preacher Danny Black, Cindy and Rachel Hale, Conley family, Miss Russell, Kenneth Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Brandy, Randy Loman, Sherry's dad and sister, Barry Brown, Scotty, Kim Walker, Helen Shook, Jacob Banner, Chris Crawley, Glenn Reed, Darius Moser, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Christine Waters' daughter, Christine Hensley, Bill Patsy Penley, Charlene Chapman, David Carver family, Greg Stillwell, Preacher Dwight Loman, Mike, Elaine, and Missy Morgan. Anybody got anything to add to or take away?
His last name, you put Cagle on there, C-A-G-E-L-E, I guess, K-R-E-L.
Mike?
Yeah.
And it's what?
Cagle, C-A-G-L-E, I don't know. E-L, Cagle, T-A-G-E-L, it's on my phone, but it's in the car. That way you know.
Okay. All right. Anybody want anyone else? OK,
just want to thank the Lord for saving me.
Amen.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me too, and thanking Him for His blessing, for letting me walk again, and for feeling so good, for blessing me every day, for giving me so much all the time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't believe how good He is, but sometimes I got a check in the mail that I don't have to pay.
You got them kind of like.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah. I appreciate it. That He know when you want to do some things for Him and you cannot do them, and you're thinking about it, you want to do them all and do this and you can. And then you go to the mailbox and you're getting a check and you say, yes, Lord, thank you. Let me do. But it's in my heart.
Uh-huh. Amen.
I'm going to thank the Lord for saving me too and for letting me do that tonight. And just continue to pray for me. Something going on with stomach. I don't know what it is, but I know somebody will figure it out, you know. Just pray for me.
Amen.
And I have to take on it too, because I said to him that I had actual good fellowship with quite a few of the people there that was working with me.
Good.
I mean, it wasn't being polite. We were talking about
thank you, Lord, for another day to be in the house, Lord, another day to walk with you, Lord, and tell you we love you, and thank you for saving us, Lord, thank you for the sacrifice you give, Lord, that you've done everything for us, Lord, for people to be saved and to know you, Lord, and have a walk with you, Lord, just thank you that you take care of us, Lord, and thank you for these good reports, Lord, and those good testimonies, Lord. Thank you that you're with us when it's bad, Lord, but it's good when it's good. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you that you're there even when it ain't good, Lord, that you can make it better. Lord, we just praise you for that. You get in it with us, Lord, and help us through it. We appreciate it, Lord. We're glad that you be touched at the feelings of our infirmities. Lord, you know our hearts. And Lord, you know who we are, and see us in Jesus. And I'm glad, Lord. I'm glad you don't deal with me after this old man, Lord, is dead. And I thank you that it's all in him, Lord, that he done it all. It's all his work, his finished work on the cross. Lord, I just thank you for, Lord, just loving us so much, Lord, and we're unlovable sometimes. And I just pray that you help us tonight, Lord. Touch the preacher, move in his heart. Lord, help those on the prayer list. Know every need, Lord, and everyone that's saved and lost, and those that are sick, Lord, Lord, you're able to take care of it in your own time, in your own way, Lord, and we know you heal us. We're glad for that, Lord, and we know that we have the petitions, Lord, that we ask of you, and we just pray that you, Lord, help us to have a greater desire to tell more people about you, talk to them more about you. There's nothing better to talk about, Lord, than you. Nothing better, greater than you, period, Lord. One day we'll be with you forever with no distractions, Lord. We just pray you help your people Israel, Lord, that you protect them, Lord. Help them destroy this enemy, Lord God, that's come against them. They'll cry out to you, Lord, and you save them, Lord God. Lord, we just pray that you help us in America, Lord, to pray for them. Help us to pray for one another, Lord, to help those folks in the mountains, Lord, you know all about it. It's too big for us to even comprehend, Lord, that you know every single need, Lord. And I pray you touch me. Send a revival.
Well, today, because it's the last time I'm in church.
You're looking at that.
Yeah, you're probably.
Maybe it's not here.
Do a lot.
Where am I?
Yeah.
I wonder what happened. I wonder what happened. I don't have it today. I couldn't think of an instrument. I might find one.
Paul, Christian. Congratulations. Oh, did you check your money first come out?
No.
You're doing it, I just found you down. Have a good one.
$119.
Sound like I should know that. Oh, yeah. Okay, everybody help. Loud on this, now, loud.
Yeah, I can't get it out.
Sunday morning, we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy's ours to share. What rejoicing that will be when the saints shall rise, heading for that jubilee yonder in the skies. Oh, I'll sing, oh, I'll shout on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, Lord, glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies. Sing that now, I almost see all the saints dead, rising for that jubilee that's just ahead. In the twinkling of a night, chance with them to be, all the living saints to fly to that jubilee. Oh, I'll sing, oh, I'll shout on that happy morning when we all shout. Singing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be. Praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Oh, I'm singing, oh, I'm shouting, on the happy morning when we all shout. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me that on Calvary mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me, there my burden so I found. free. Pardon that was multiplied to me. There my burden so fell liberty at Calvary.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving him for whatever he does for me every day.
Amen.
Long years ago, when I am thin, I had no hope, no faith in me. Down on my knees and agony, I prayed to Jesus, and he gladly set me free. I never shall forget the day when all the burden from my soul and roll away, and made me happy and glad and free. I sing the child for his everything to me. Now I can feel him by my side, my free step can come to guide. When trials come, he comes for me. Through faith in him, oh, sing, I have the victory. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my heart roll away, it made me happy, glad, and free. I think the child of God is everything to me. All sinners come to Jesus now, at his dear feet, just humble bow, confess to him you everything. He saves and cleans you, gives you peace and joy with him. I never shall forget the day when all the burden from my soul roll away. It's made me happy, glad and free. I seen the child of God, he said, everything to me.
Amen.
I will sing it one day. 149? You hold me to that one, Christy. 149 or 158, something like that. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. 158? 157. I try always to sing it that song. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. What we do, his good will, it abides with us still, and with all who we trust and obey. And obey, for they know the way to be happy in Jesus. But I trust and obey. No a shadow can raise, no a cloud in the sky, by his smile quickly divide and away. Nor the dawn, nor the fear, nor the sun, oh no dear, can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for they know the way to be happy in Jesus. But I trust and obey. No a bonding we bear, no a sorrow we share, bow our toe he doth richly repair. No a grief nor a loss, nor a and 7 nights.
Okay.
We've had some good singing, though. Oh, we've had some good singing.
Okie dokie, it's fellowship.
Carries. My beer, do you like it?
Blood.
Blood. I need you to have a piece of pizza.
We have a lot, Bailey, but.
You're sitting back here and I about forgot you. Good to have you back.
Good to have you back.
God bless you, honey.
God bless you. Okay, we're going to be in the Old Testament tonight, Joshua chapter number 1. Joshua chapter number 1.
Joshua.
Right after the book of Deuteronomy.
Right.
Just right before the book of Samuel, I think Judges.
Yeah.
What? That?
Joshua.
Joshua.
Chapter.
Joshua.
Yeah. You need help, Greg?
I got it. What chapter?
1.
Okay. I'm almost there. There. Got it.
Read one verse tonight. Verse number 9. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. My main thought tonight comes from the very last part of this verse where it says, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Now, folks, God is always with us.
Amen.
He's there.
Yes.
You know, people say, well, I'm lonely. I haven't got anybody. Child of God can't say that. We've always got the Lord as with us. Now, I seen somebody posted it. And it was a young man who was once he used crystal meth. But God saved him, cleaned him up. He's got wife, children. He's got a good family.
Amen.
And he said that him and his wife and his little girl was in the grocery store, and he was watching a lady going back and forth in the dairy section. She was going from door to door looking. And the whole time they were in the grocery store, she was doing that. And it kept bothering him. He wanted to talk to this lady, but he was afraid. He said he was afraid. So they got the checkout line, and when they got there, the little girl said, you know, started hollering, I want some cookies. So he's like, yes, we'll go back and we'll get you some cookies. Went back, got the cookies, and he made his way back to that dairy section. And he began to talk to that young lady. Because where she was at in his life, he once was. And he recognized that she was. But he was afraid to talk to her. Now we find here where God is telling Joshua to be strong, to be good courage, and to be not afraid. Folks, I wonder how many opportunities that we have missed by being afraid. By not being strong enough or had the courage to say something to someone, even though the Holy Spirit of God is drawing us and we failed to communicate. Because we're, you know, this old flesh is weak.
Amen.
I'm going to be honest with you. It ain't the spirit and soul that lives on the inside that's afraid.
Yeah.
Folks, it's the flesh.
Amen.
You know, today Christy was talking about how, you know, the lady that brought her down, you know, you can't walk out of the hospital, you gotta be rolled down in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And somebody's gotta help you into the vehicle.
Yeah.
Man, that woman, she did not let us leave there without letting us know who she stood for.
Yep.
How she stood. She bragged on God the whole time we were with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you know, I mean, she was sort of a young, I mean, no, she's probably in her 20s or 30s.
Yep.
And you know, just the zeal that she had to want to tell people. I mean, she stood out there on the sidewalk with us for a good, well, it had been a good 10 minutes.
Yep.
Just talking about how good God was to her.
Yep.
And you know, it was just such an inspiration to see someone that on fire for God.
Amen.
Amen. You know, this young man who once was a meth addict, how God gave him the courage and he went. God used his little girl to help him. Amen. He's a wonderful God, ain't
he? Amen.
You know, it says here, have not I commanded thee? Have I not give you the commandment? You know, we find our end up where he gives the great commission. He says to go out and to spread the word of God. You know, watching the things that's going on Facebook now with the stuff that's going on in the North West North Carolina, or the Western North Carolina, that you know the people who must sacrifice to go and do. Put their own money into their gas tanks and their own helicopters and go fly and help people. Mm-hmm. Or send equipment, mm-hmm, or food, or go work themselves because they haven't got anything to send. Mm-hmm. Spread the word of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
These people are up there in despair. And you know what they need to hear? They need to be hearing that God loves them.
Amen.
And he hasn't forsaken them.
Amen.
I wonder, last Sunday, nobody showed it. I ain't seen no anything whatsoever. But I'm sure that back there in some of them camps, these places where they gathered, they have praised God,
yeah,
that they were still alive.
Yeah, yeah.
And praising God for all the help that he's sent.
Mm-hmm.
Giving him the praise and the glory and the honor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And folks, we need to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be of good courage. You know, being of good courage is, you know, my feeling of it is not only for us to have courage to be good, but to, you know, try to give good courage to other folks.
Amen.
To spread that good courage, to give them hope in the time of desperation.
Yeah.
Say, look, you know, I know you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, but there is one there, and we just got to work our way to it. Amen.
Yes.
You know, if we here, I mean, this church is small. And that, you know, they ain't really none of us able to really go up there and work. But I'm gonna tell you something, that we can be gatherers.
Amen.
Folks, I want you to look at something. Those people up there, they're the ones that run around in the woods, in the mud, in the wet, in the cold. But if we're not down here gathering, then they ain't got nothing to distribute.
Yep.
Amen?
Amen.
What's our part in helping together? Folks, being strong and to have good courage and to be not afraid,
mm-hmm,
to go and look and see if we can find the stuff that needs to be needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pat, that was something I thought about. You remember when we was down here cleaning out this house? Mm-hmm. What did I take out of that bathroom? Towels and bags full of them. Some of them were still new, never been used. They're over in my building. And I'm going to go get them. We cleaned out tons of shirts out of a house me and Christy did at Rear Blacktop. T-shirts, some of them still with the tags on them. I'm going to gather them up. See, you don't have to buy always. God provided back a year ago, and what, 2-3 months ago, he provided for something that's happening now. There's no people that need these things. Man, I tell you what, Ann, I wish I'd have had a place to save more. Because some of that stuff that we got rid of, man, right now we could have really used it. We need to be strong. Christie pointed out something last weekend. Has been taking some long. Those tracks that sit down there, mm-hmm. why not send them in mixed in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Amen. Why not mix them in? Maybe somebody digging through trying to find stuff that they need will see one of those tracks.
Amen.
You know, just like Brother Brian. Now he's got a mission to where if he spares, he gives out plastic bags and there's tracks in the bags. They carry the stuff. He's giving the bag to carry the stuff that they win or to buy. And there's a track in the bottom of that. When they get home, they pull that thing out. Who knows? Who knows? How many people has received the Lord
yep.
in that?
Amen.
I'm going to read this again. Have not I commanded thee? He's give us a command to be strong. You know, it's good to be strong in the time of things are good.
Yes.
But when things are bad, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. You know, I remember reading over in the book of Acts chapter 3 about that man that laid by the beautiful gate. And Peter and John come. Silver or gold we have none, but in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, get up and walk. And it says that the people that saw him were amazed. I want to tell you something, folks. You know, he says here, be thou neither be thou dismayed. You know, I don't have no doubt whatsoever what God can do.
Amen.
I see God working up there in the mountains of North Carolina.
Amen.
I see God working in Tennessee,
Amen.
Virginia, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. And as the winds prevail as we speak on Florida, God is there with those people.
Yes.
He knows where each and every one of them is at. And he's keeping watch over them. See, not everybody left. There's still people who stayed behind. I watched one guy say, I'm staying behind to help others that are here.
Amen.
Folks, just because we're a little church and there ain't many of us don't mean that we can't do something for God's glory and His honor. I can say it. I mean, if I would go up there and try to work, I would just bend away. Because I wouldn't be able to do anything to help. But down here, there is something I can do. I can gather and store. When the time comes for it to be sent up there, then we can just pack it up and send it on. Amen?
Amen.
Folks, it don't have to be much. Doesn't it say somewhere, with God, a little He could take a little. Notice he took two fishes and five pieces of bread, five loaves.
Yes.
And he fed thousands of people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You just remember, yeah, you just think how many people were fed today because God fed them.
Amen.
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 Don't that encourage you tonight to want to do more?
Mm-hmm.
It does me. I'd love to fill all these little rooms that we got sitting in this building that ain't doing nothing but holding junk. Clean that stuff out, get rid of it, and get some stuff in there that can help some people. Mm-hmm. Christian looked at me funny when I said nothing but junk. Some of them rooms are full of junk. Amen.
Amen.
These empty pews that we got in here, let's fill them up with food and clothes and blankets.
Amen.
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 Folks, I want to encourage you tonight to be that good Samaritan. To be that one that just doesn't just walk by and look. Glory to God. Even though we're not able physically to go up there and help somebody out of the woods, or put a band-aid on their knee, doesn't mean that we can't do our part for the glory of God and His honor.
Amen.
For His people.
Amen.
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 I thank big things for God, for His glory, for His honor, not to uplift us or this church, but to uplift God and to be a part of what it is that He is doing.
Amen.
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 To be a part of that.
Yes. Amen.
To lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To lift up the Father. Every little bit helps.
Amen.
Whatever it is that we do for His glory and His honor.
Amen.
Folks, not everyone has to go to the battlefield. There needs to be people at the back.
Yep.
To get the supplies to the ones that are on the battlefield.
Amen.
To get them what they need, when they need it. Amen.
Amen.
Church, I challenge you tonight. And in anybody that's watching this on any one of these cameras, if you've got something that you want to give, folks, if you're watching that on Facebook, you got my Facebook account, my phone number's on it. You call me. We'll get somebody there to get what you've got that you want to give.
Amen.
Folks, I challenge you tonight. Be strong. Be with courage. Good courage. Don't be afraid. And don't be dismayed what God has done or going to do.
Amen.
Because He goes wherever. Wherever we go, He's with us. Amen.
Amen.
That's all I got tonight. I pray for those folks that are sitting there up in the mountains. They ain't got no place. They can't go. They ain't got no place to go. They ain't got no home, it's all gone.
Yeah.
But they're not forgotten. Because God loves them.
Amen.
And he has sent it here.
Amen.
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 He is sending him. Oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for your many, many blessings. Lord, we pray, God, for those folks that are up there that's cold and hungry. Lord, we pray that the rescue workers will get to them and keep them fed. Lord, we just pray, God, that you make a way. And Lord, we pray now for those folks. As we stand here tonight and the skies are clear, the winds are calm, we pray for those folks down here in Florida that's at the edge of the storm. It's coming. It could possibly be already there. Lord, we pray for each and every one of those souls that are down there. God, that you would watch over them and take care of them and supply their needs. Lord, we pray, God, that you would be with them. And God, we pray and thank you for all these people. Lord, it has stepped up the bat. God, it is there. That's working hard to uplift your name. Working hard to do the job that you assigned for them to do. You've laid it on their hearts to go to these places to help. And you use people here as gatherers to gather stuff up and to get it to them. Lord, we pray, God, that you would bless everything that is sent, that's there. And God, we pray for those folks that you'll get their lives back to normal. In Jesus' name, we do humbly pray. Amen.